song, but back in the, I guess it's probably in the late 80s, early 90s, in that period right there, Brother Dean Shook, Brother Jack Shook's son, was diagnosed with a brain tumor that eventually took him from this world. But right after he was diagnosed with that, he wrote that song, Amen. And not long before Brother Dean passed, we had him in a meeting in our church. And that night, amen, he sang that song. Amen. And amen, it got in my heart that night. Amen. And amen, it's still there tonight, amen. And I can truly say it's been worth every mile, amen. I turned to Brother Roger there many ago, and I said, how many's turned on us, Brother Roger, over the years? A lot, amen, been a lot. Amen. Folks that I used to think was my friends, amen, they go the other way on the street now. Amen. I see them in different places and they won't even acknowledge I'm there. But he ain't never left me. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I'm glad for the way of God. Amen. Glad I'm saved tonight. Glad I know. Amen. Amen. A lot of folks are in a lot of difficult times. Amen. Today, and Brother Roger preached it right about the burden being on folk and the load. But amen. Thank God I know who lifts the load. Amen. Coming down the road there a while ago, I just saw when he was preaching, I saw a big crane sitting over here on the road, a big old double boomer. Amen. Had double cables on it and a big old wrecking ball. Amen. I happened to think when I come by, man, that thing will pick up a load. But it ain't a bigger load, praise God, than what an old sinner carries. Amen. When he lifted my load, thank God, I knew what he'd done. Amen. You ever get the load took off, thank God, you'll be happy about it. Amen. Revelation chapter number 5, if you will, tonight. Revelation chapter number 5, you stand with us while reading the Word of God. It's a joy to be with you this evening. Amen. Thank you, Brother. Amen, Hyatt, for having us come. And I trust the Lord to help us in these days. I need your prayers. The Lord to touch us physically. I'm looking at surgery here in a few days, get a knee replacement. And amen. I watch Brother Roger. He's got a bad knee too, but he's doing pretty good of hopping around here. Amen. I don't think I'll be a hopping, praise God. Amen. But I appreciate your prayers. Amen. God been good to us. Amen. I want to preach for a few minutes tonight on what it is to have true worship.
Amen.
I'm glad I know something about it tonight. Amen. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, I begin reading verse number 1, or chapter 5, verse number 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, went forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new psalm, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and in earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the 24 beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped Him that liveth forever and ever. Amen. You can be seated. Appreciate you standing in honor of God's Word. I want to say by way of introduction tonight, every man, woman that's ever lived in this world, inside of them, there is a craving to worship. Now, you may not worship God, but you will worship something. Amen. It's been proven throughout history. They built monuments. Amen. The Egyptian Empire. Amen. They built all these great monuments and pyramids and, amen, all things over there to worship. Amen. I believe the sun god. Amen. Baal. Amen. They had all these places built. We come into the book of Acts and we find Paul as he goes into a place called Ephesus. Amen. They had statues built. Amen. To worship. They had the god of fertility. Amen. Every kind of god you could think of was worshipped in them days. So there is a craving within man to worship something. Here in our time in this day, I lived there not far from a college. Amen. And some of their teachers are their teaching there. It's to worship nature. Amen. They have a place down on the river not far from my house. Amen. Where they have a totem pole. Amen. They say they go back to their roots. Amen. And worship. Amen. The American Indian gods. And amen. Try to perform their rituals and all. There in that place where the totem is worshipped. I want to tell y'all something. You can drive a wooden peg up in your yard. Pray to it all you want to. Amen. Put an eagle on top of it. Put feathers up and down the side of it. Amen. Worship it every day, three times a day. Pray to it with every breath you have. And it ain't going to get you no closer to heaven. Amen. Than you are right now. Amen. There ain't no God but one God. Amen. And one God is the one that saves. Amen. Thank God. Amen. We must worship. Amen. In a true manner of worship. I want to say there's only one worthy to be worshipped, and that is the Lamb that has prevailed. Amen. Though, praise God, He despised the suffering of the cross and the shame of the cross. Amen. He prevailed. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Victors, glory to God over death, hell, and the grave. And He lives forevermore. Amen. I wasn't there the morning He came out of the tomb, but I was there the morning He brought me from death. Amen. Thank God I'm glad He put life in me. Amen. Eternal life. Amen. One who'll never die because He'll never die. Amen. I worship, praise God, Him. Amen. I was reading the other day and came across this. Amen. In a little book, praise God, that I got from you, Brother Joel. Amen. They say that there's five ranks of the Lord. Amen. Number one, amen, He's a Lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. Number two, His character is the root of David. Amen. Amen. His ability is a Lamb of God. But His actions, hallelujah, is Redeemer. Amen. And thank God then, amen, we see Him on the throne as conqueror. Amen. Hey, I'll tell y'all something tonight. Amen. Ain't nobody else got those qualifications. Amen. Thank God the Lion, praise God, of the tribe of Judah. Amen. He came, amen, to establish the people that worship Him. They rejected Him and turned away. But thank God for the way of God turned into a preacher man, amen, named Saul, called him into the work of God, amen, and brought in a Gentile church. Amen. Amen. He conquered it all. Amen. Amen. I thank, praise God, all these things that's recorded. Amen. And I just wrote these things down. I don't usually use notes, but it got in my heart. Amen. As a lion, amen, his pictures of being strong and forceful, powerful, unconquerable and invincible, amen. There ain't nothing going to shake him, amen. Thank God, he ain't afraid of nothing, amen. He ain't afraid of the devil tonight, amen. Amen, he's got the keys. Amen, he already shook them in his face. Amen, what if that, hey, one of these days, he going to take her over again, amen. Amen, that's the root of David. He's King Eternal, the promised heir, all-powerful, authoritative, his dominion is mighty, his strength is great, amen, and it's all for his church. Amen, he is God, amen, triune God, amen, there ain't nobody else like him, ain't nobody has a character like him, ain't nobody, thank God, as powerful as him, amen. Thank God he moved mountains, amen. Put the waters in the palm of his hand, amen. Then poured him out in great mighty name. Oh, glory to God. Then put my name in there, amen. Put it inside there, amen. His bosom cover me. Thank God in the love of God, amen. Nobody else can do that. Amen. We get around, we worship about everything coming and going, amen. As Lamb, he's meek and lowly, amen, thank God. Amen, he's available. He's lovely. Amen, he's able to be held. Amen, he's able to be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. But yet, thank God, he comes to me and lays by my side. Amen. And thank God comforts me in the midnight hours. Woo! Glory to God. Amen, I'm glad I can worship him tonight in spirit and in truth. Amen. Ain't nobody ever been like him. Nobody ever will be like him. Amen. He's the Lamb of God. Praise God. He may be, amen, meek and lowly. We see him this time of year as a babe lying in a manger. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, amen, he might have cried there in that, amen, in that crib. Praise God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, amen, when he created this world, he stood back alongside of his Father and said, it is good, amen. Knowing all the time, amen, he's going to come into this world, amen, give his life a ransom of our sin, amen, but he never wavered in his walk, amen. Amen, he came to where he, amen, was crucified, amen. Thank God, the Lamb of God. As Redeemer, he emptied himself of all of his wealth, of all of his authority, all of his power. Amen. He emptied it all. Amen. He made himself available to the hands of cruel men. Amen. To be nailed to a cross. Amen. They was able to pierce his side, put thorns on his head. But amen, they couldn't take his kingship. Amen. He was identified, praise God, as king. And he's still king. Amen. He'll come as king. And he'll reign as king. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As Redeemer, thank God he has everything wrapped up in him. Your salvation is dependent on him. Amen. Your home in heaven depends on him. Your daily walk depends on him. You can't even breathe without him. You can't sing without him. Amen. I got a song in my heart. I've been redeemed. Amen. My name's been wrote down in the book. Thank God. Amen. I'm saved by his grace. Amen. Going to heaven one of these days. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But they tell me now. Amen. That's just a little introduction. Praise God, I'm already about wore out. Amen. Amen. They tell me now, I'm not a psychologist, but this is on my heart. Amen. We got to worship. Now, I don't know how it's going down here. Amen. But in our country, amen, we're just about 2 hours up the road. But we're, hey, our county, Buncombe County, is full of filth. Amen. And our churches are slipping away. Our numbers are decreasing up. Amen. And folks is turning to every kind of worship there is. Pagan. Amen. Brother Roger works for the county, in the city over there. You drive through Asheville, praise God, on Friday night. They don't tell what you're going to see. Nudity. Amen. Everything. Sodomites everywhere. It's a wicked time. Amen. But inside those sinners. Amen. There's something they have to, Amen. They have to worship something. So they sit on the streets and they beat on bongo drums and make all kind of jungle music. And thank God it don't do anything for me. Amen. But they'll sit there and shake their head and bob in and out. Amen. And then we got a bunch of, amen, so-called educated preachers in our country, amen, that wants to take emotions out of the house of God. They'll say that you can't have emotions and have a good church. I'm going to tell you right now, God in heaven above made us as emotional creatures. He did not put it in a dog. Amen. He didn't put it in a cat, though you may worship them. Amen. God, help us now. Amen. I ain't kissing no cat. Amen. And I sure ain't letting a dog lick my popsicle when I'm eating my ice cream. Amen. So it tells me that they're treating them like a child. Amen. And when they pass on or get killed or shot, I don't, why did I say that? Amen. God help us. But amen, then they'll cry and worship. Amen, and say, oh, Fluffy's gone. Oh, Lord help us. Amen, now, God help now. We've even got pet cemeteries. There's a woman that lives not far from my church. Amen, she started making pet coffins. And they tell me her business is doing good. I don't doubt that a bit. We came up the road this evening, not far from my home. There's an animal hospital or building there that's probably at least twice, maybe three times bigger than this building. And I told Roger, I said, or he told me, he said, reckon how much it's going to cost to get your dog shot. I said, it ain't cost me nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Kind of shot my dog would get, I better not say that. We on the internet. Amen. Amen. I ain't spending no $2,000 to get a dog's tooth pulled. Amen. Amen. Well, we got cats and possums and foxes and bears and deers. They're all worshiping that crowd. It's emotion that does that. But we're humans. We got emotions. Psychology tells me there's eight emotions in us. Brother, I just got through preaching. Stand up. Amen. This is my friend right here. I can treat him like I want to. Turn around and face that crowd. Amen. Now, these eight emotions is in every one of you, they say. Amen. I want you to demonstrate anger. Come on now. Well, you want me to slap you? Amen. How about sadness?
I can do that.
All right. How about anticipation? How about happiness? It looks to me like about all his emotions are the same. Thank you, Brother Roger. Now, just a minute now. I could say I've thought about this. I have practiced this, so I'm not on the spur of the moment here like he was. Anticipation was, man, yeah, you know, I'm ready, come on. Yeah, anticipating it. Sadness. Brings her head down. Happiness. Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. All those of suffering. Oh, man. But they say the last emotion is identified in most people. You know what it is? They say it's trust. Trust. All those other ones, anger, sadness, happiness. Amen. I got the other ones wrote down here. Amen. Fear, joy, disgust. We can show all those by facial expressions. But that one emotion, trust, I sat there probably since last Wednesday night trying to figure out how I can demonstrate trust. with a facial expression. There ain't no way.
That's right.
I looked at all the charts that the psychologists draw up. Amen. And they'll put that in there. Amen. And then on the bottom of that little chart, there ain't nothing wrote. But under all those others, there's different emotions that comes with fear. You can have a little fear, or you can have great fear, or you can be scared so bad you pass out. Amen. That's all a matter of happiness. Amen. I was happy, praise God, when Roger didn't hit that car up yonder a while ago. Amen. I was happy, praise God, amen, the day Debbie said, yeah, I'll marry you. Amen. It took me a while to convince her of that. She didn't like me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But I kept on, praise God. Amen. One day, praise God, was coming down the hall at school, and I said, now listen here. I'll be carrying your books from here on out. Don't worry about nobody else doing it. I've got it under control. And another little old boy thought he's going to carry the books. But he got fixed outside the ag room, and he didn't want to carry them no more. Ain't that a something? It just kind of changed him. Amen. But you can have, amen, you can be all kinds of happy. Amen. Like I said, praise God, I was happy when my boys was born. But there ain't never been any happiness in my life like January the 6th, 1980. On a cold Sunday night, thank God, amen. When the power of God settled in on me, amen, and the Holy Ghost of God rattled me, amen, and brought me under deep conviction. I fell in that altar when I come out a happy man, and I've been happy ever since, amen. I ain't got to have had hard times and bad times, but I would tell you right now, it ain't changed that happiness none. Amen, when you show all those emotions, amen, disgust. Y'all ever been disgusted? Amen, just get aggravated at something and just say, man, just throw it all in, I don't care, disgust. Amen. Probably a little over a year ago, we had a young couple in our church that left the church. And I really prayed for them. And they're moving closer, amen, to the church where they lived at, and they're going to that church. But it broke my heart. I loved them. I didn't want them to go, but I wasn't going to discourage them from doing what they felt God wanted them to do. Amen. But they're back with me now. Amen. They joined the church this past Wednesday night.
Amen.
Amen. He plays the guitar and the bass. Amen. About anything got strings on it, he plays. She's a good pianist. Last night, praise God, she sat down at the piano. Amen. Got to testify and crying. Amen. When they joined the church the other night, I walked up to them. I was a happy man. Amen. They back home. Amen. I walked up and I said, welcome home. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, when you get where you need to be with God, right with God, it'll put happiness in you. You'll never worship without happiness. Amen. You got to be happy about what God's done for you. Don't walk around with your head buried like an ostrich in the sand. Amen. Lift up your head unto the Lord. Lift your hands up and worship. Amen. With happiness and joy, thank God, in your heart. Amen. Amen. With that trust. I've been working on that. And there ain't no way that I figured out to demonstrate that. So I just said, fooey on them philosophies and them psychologists. They don't know what they're talking about. Amen. That other emotion that you have that they call trust. Y'all know what it is? Excitement. Excitement. Here old John is standing there. Amen. They got the God of heaven's got the book in his hand. That's right. He got the book in his hand. The angel standing there. John's a-crying. Ain't nobody found to open the book. And old John said, oh! Oh, why don't somebody open the book? Amen. There wasn't nobody under the earth. The old devil couldn't open it. Amen. Wasn't nobody in the sea. Nobody in the earth itself. Nobody in the heavens. But in the midst of the throne was a lamb.
Amen.
Meek and lowly. Amen. I don't know if John, I believe he's seeing future events here. Amen. So no doubt he's seeing the wounds. Amen. In that lamb's hands. Amen. He's seeing the side that's been pierced. Amen. And the head wounds where the thorns is on. Amen. And that same Lamb walks to that throne where His Father's sitting. Amen. Reaches, getting in the book. Praise God. Amen. Pulls it out of His hand. Amen. Turned it over and looked at it. Broke the seals and opened it up. And all heaven broke loose. You ever been in a service when it just breaks loose? Thank God, I mean, the power of God settles in. Amen. I was looking for it a while ago. Amen. My heart was a-bubbling. Amen. While I was a-singing. Amen. I was wanting to see her blow. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Thank God. Just see all the saints of God on their feet one more time. Amen. In true worship and honoring God. Amen. Hadn't seen it in so long. Amen. But I'm longing to see it again. Amen. When God's people realize it's the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you what He did. Amen. When He reached and got that book, He got the title deed of this world. Old Satan's been in control. Glory to God, Brother Denny. He's been in control over everything in this world. Amen. For, hey, even God's constrained him. Different things he can't do. But he's had almost complete dominion and rule over this earth. But on that blessed day, God said it's over with. Amen. I'm taking the book back. Thank God, and I'm going to do it from here on out. Amen. The devil's headed to a place, amen, where the false prophet is. Amen. Into the eternal lake of fire. Amen. In darkness, amen. And God's holding the book, amen. And He's a passing judgment, amen. He's going to straighten the world out. They're trying to straighten our government out now, and they ain't doing too good a job, are they? Amen. I never heard such lying and mocking. Amen. I read today. Amen. Where one of them said something, and the other said, "Well, he didn't say that. She said that." He said, "No, I didn't say it. He did." They don't know who said what.
That's right.
Amen. Just a bunch of criminals. Criminals crying criminals.
That's right.
So I didn't say that. Amen. But I'm gonna vote for him again. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Amen. Amen. But I thought about all that here. All this stuff going on in our time. Amen. We're looking at all that. We get all worked up about that. We forget about what, we forget about why we're here. Amen. We ain't here to walk around with our head down, dear brother. Amen. We're down here, praise God, to worship God. Amen. That's why He saved us. Amen. He saved us to give Him honor and glory. Amen. I think we ought to have a little true worship. Amen. Lifting our hands again. Praising Him. Amen. Praise God and get excited about it. How many daddies we got in here tonight? Amen. Y'all got children? How many got children? About every one of you. You got boys? Amen. You wouldn't have been happy. Not a bit. Not a bit excited. When they brought that little old boy in there, said, "Here's your son." I'm going to tell you right now, I've got two boys. And praise God. Amen. When that doctor brought that person in there, and he said, "He's a fine young man, got red hair. He hadn't put him in my arms." Amen. I said, "Glory to God." Amen. I hadn't been saved that long, maybe a year or so. Amen. That first boy was born. Amen. But way back under. Amen. Back in 83, there's a little baby girl born in our home. Amen. She lived 23 days. God took her. Used that to get a hold of my heart to shape me into salvation. Took years to do it, but He done it, amen. Made that little boy in there, and I picked him up and hugged him. Glory to God. Amen. About 9 years later, they brought that little boy out. Amen. Put old Jacob in my arms. Amen. I hugged him up. Thank God, still hugging me every time I see him.
Amen.
Here not long ago, praise God. Amen. Oldest grandson was born. My next oldest grandson was born to my youngest boy. Amen. I looked at him and I thought, man, he's a pretty little. I never thought there's any pretty babies, but I got grandchildren.
Amen.
Praise God. About my youngest grandson now, he's about 5 months old. Amen. Little Ezekiel. Amen. They called him Zeke. Amen. They put him in my arms. Boy, he's all messed up. His stomach's giving him trouble. He couldn't eat. Amen. They took him down there to Western Salem. Hey. Amen. The doctor said they're going to have to do this, going to have to do that. Amen. He'd lose his breath. He couldn't breathe. Amen. I was worried about him. Amen, brother. But I want to tell you one blessed night. Amen. I lifted the load. Praise God. I went in there, praise God, and sat down. Amen. In my study. And I said, Lord, that little old boy's laying down yonder in the hospital. Amen. The doctors are confused about what to do. Amen. But you made that little old boy, and you know how to take care of him. And God, if you'll do it, amen, I'll praise you in public. Amen. Thank God that little boys are growing now, eating like a hog, amen. Praise God. I got excited about that, amen. Got happy about it, thank God. Got joy in my heart. Know that God's taking care of us, amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, praise God, we've got down so low, beat down by everything. Amen. We let all that discourage us from coming to church. You ain't going to get what you need, thank God, down at the pool hall. Amen. We're sitting in front of Xbox.
Amen.
Say amen right there. You know, I might be a little crazy and ain't a little old-fashioned, but I'm going to tell you right now, a 25-year-old man ain't got no business playing games with an Xbox.
Amen.
Amen. You ought to get you a hoe in your hand. Amen. Go out and trim the fence. Amen. Thank God. Get you a hog. Feed hogs. Amen. Amen. Or get you something, praise God, to do. Instead of sitting around on your ruck, praise God. Amen. Or play the Xbox. God! Where'd that come from? Amen. I told him I was going to behave myself. Amen. I can't help it. We got a bunch of foolishness going on in our homes. We've got everything going. We're so blessed. But yet we don't praise God for it. Amen. I'm living in a brand new house. Hallelujah to God. Didn't have a dime to build one. Amen. Thank God. Got a brand new house, about 2,600 square feet. Too much house. Amen. My wife loves Christmas. Amen. She loves decorating and all that stuff. And I don't know how you feel about a Christmas tree. It don't matter to me one way or the other. But whatever makes Mama happy, I'm all for it. Amen. Amen. She got her a Christmas tree. Went over there to Hobby Lobby. Said, I want that one right there. 9 foot tall. That's right. Put that thing up in there in the living room, dining room at the edge over there. Amen. Took me and my boy, my oldest boy, to put it together. Amen. Then we couldn't hardly stand it up. Finally got it stood up. Amen. Plugged it up. Amen. The next day, she got a 10-foot ladder. I got a 10-foot ladder. Drug it in the house. Set it up. Go to it, woman. Amen. I went over, sat down in the recliner. Watched her. Amen. About the fourth or fifth trip up that ladder, she said, I don't know how many times I'm going to do this. Or I can do this. I said, hang in there, girl. You're getting her done. Amen. Put that top on that thing. Amen. And cook some supper. Amen. Amen. Up and down that ladder. Up and down. She got through it. She said, I'm wore out. And I sat in there, praise God. I started to criticize. But I got a little more sense than that. I said, I'm so glad and happy that you got it fixed. Honey, it looks good. I don't believe I ever seen a tree any more prettier than that. Amen. You done a good ever. Light's in the right place. Hallelujah to God. Made her happy. But I wasn't too excited about that. But that blessed night, God saved me. He lit a tree up in me. Thank God. Put a star of hope in my soul. Amen. Thank God, I ain't got over yet, amen. I'm glad I'm saved, amen. Glad I got a lamb to worship, amen. Glad I got a home in heaven, amen. Thank God the troubles of life ain't going to weigh us down. Thank God, we got something to praise God about. Saved by the grace of God. Amen, a place with God. Amen, it ain't paradise, thank God. It's something you ain't never even thought about, amen. Well, praise God. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I know I've got something to worship tonight. A lamb. Amen. I don't know how old John got. Amen. But I believe, thank God, when all of heaven broke loose for shouting and praising God, and the elders fell down, the 24 beasts, and everything that's in the earth, none of the earth, above the earth. Amen. Every creature, every tree, every rock. Amen. You ever watch bluebirds? Amen. They're insect eaters. They stay at our house year round. You know why? I feed them. Y'all get that in a minute. You know why I like coming to church? Amen. He feeds me. And I get excited when he sets the table. Amen. Thank God. When we go to church, I want y'all to come up and be with us one service. Amen. Just bring the whole crowd up, brother. Amen. Them girls that get to singing on that piano. Amen. Miss Marilyn get to playing. Sometimes we have black worship.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Y'all know what that is? That's where the piano player sits there, boom, boom, boom. And the preacher preaches and you look around, boom, boom, boom. I like it. I was preaching one time, praise God, she's playing. Amen. I got in a big way of preaching. I said, she quit. And I said, don't quit now. You're helping me. Amen. Thank God.
Yeah.
I told Brother Joel the first time I come down to the piano player. Amen. Brother Joel said, he gets kind of excited. I said, ain't bother me.
Amen.
I get excited with him. Praise God. I like it.
Amen.
You say, well, it's just a little too much. Amen. Maybe it's for you it's too much. But if you really got God in your heart, it ain't enough.
Amen.
I ain't never got enough. I've been when she's high. I mean high. Amen. Even by myself sometimes. Amen. I kind of get ashamed of myself because ain't nobody there to help me worship. Amen. Amen. Got up one morning in a motel. Amen. Hard, heavy. Amen. Old devil been riding me. I thought it'd be a good time to pray. I got back there in the bathroom, got down between the toilet and the bathtub, and hell would come down. I couldn't even take a shower that morning, amen. Every time I turned the water on, glory would come out. I got happy about it, got excited about it, amen. God don't have to be in a crowd to meet with you. He'll meet you out on the cornfield, amen, in the chicken house and the hog pen, amen. Wherever you want to worship, he'll be there.
Amen.
Old Brother Garland Williams over yonder on the mountainside, lost without God. Amen. Just an old wretched sinner. Doesn't go to Ashland Fight on Sunday morning and go to church. His wife begging him to go to church. And Garland would say, I ain't going. She kept on inviting. He kept on refusing to go. He said one Sunday morning, she said, Garland, go to church with me today. And he said, nope. I'm going to feed my hogs and I'm going to Ashland to the bars. Amen. He said, I went and got my slop bucket, went down. Poured that slop in that hog lot, turned around, started back to the house. Said about halfway back home, said, something got a hold of me. Said, you better go back to the hog pen.
Yeah.
He said, I went down there, said my wife was getting ready. Said I heard her go out and crank the vehicle up. He said, I laid my hands on the top of that wire, looked in that hog pen. He said, I'm going on to town. He said, I turned in, went and got back two-thirds to the house. He said, back to the hog pen. Amen. Said, I went back down there. Amen. Throwed a few more ears of corn in that old lot. Said, them hogs is a munching down on that corn. And he said, Lord, I don't know what to do. He said, I'll tell you what you're going to do. Said, you're going to go up there and get in that truck of your wife and you're going to church this morning. He said, I'm going to town. He said, nope, you're going to church. And he said, I said, all right, if you leave me alone, I'll go on to church. He said, I've been going to church ever since, and that's been 20 years ago. Amen. He said, I'm going to tell you right now, God will get you in a hog pen. Amen. I know that's right. Amen. Amen. I like what Mays Jackson said, praise God, about that old beggar man or that old, amen, boy down there that got away. Amen. Amen, a prodigal son. He said he throwed the pail, jumped the rail, and hit the trail back to the Father's house. That's exactly what I done. Amen. And I found out that's the best day I ever lived in my life when I bowed on my knees in the Holy Ghost conviction. And God moved in. Amen. Saved, amen, eternally. Thank God, I'm glad he gives us a space of worship tonight. Praise God. Come on, preacher, I'm done. Amen. Amen.